Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've of course been following the story of Arto and what is going on there. Why is the Arto law headed for the Constitutional Court? Advocate Stephanie Fick, Executive Director of the Accountability Division at Organisation for Undoing Tax Abuse, Arto, joins us this morning on a Friday morning, a public holiday at this ungodly hour. You are more committed to your cause than they give you credit for Stephanie. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Yeah. It needs commitment, I think.
I think so. And it's because of people like you and your organization that, in fact, many people can sleep a little bit easier and a little bit later. So before we even start with that, I want to know from you, what is one of your favorite childhood Easter memories for this weekend? Anything that pops to mind?
I think it's family. You know, going, I think being together and celebrating. And I think whether you are religious or not, in our family, we were, you know, religious. So it's, but whatever that is, it's being together for with family, going to church if that is what you do.
Absolutely.
And then maybe have lunch together. So I think it is celebrating the fact that we, you know, we need one another. We need to be kind to ourselves, but we also need to be kind to others.
You know, it was so interesting. I ran a panel the other day, and because of this year's quite unusual with Ramadan, Passover, and Easter all happening at the same time, I had on the panel somebody representing each of those religions, actually a few people, and it was just a lighthearted conversation. And it exactly what you're saying, that's the one thing that comes through all the way through, even if family drive us mad, even if some of those, some of the representatives were a Catholic and couldn't stand the pickled fish that they were forced to eat over Easter weekend.
Yeah.
But then the next thing is that they're creating the same thing for their children, even though they, you know, and there is just something about family time, good, bad. There's just a warmth that encompasses that, isn't it?
Yeah. And can I add, I think it doesn't matter what religion you are, is that I think we can, you know, it is, yes, we think differently about certain things. But certain things just remain the same. If you are, you know, taking the goodness that is in everybody and sharing that with other people, that we are more alike than we are different.
There's no doubt about that. No doubt at all. All right, let's just talk about what is happening in terms of this Arto law. It's now headed to the Constitutional Court. Give us a sense of what's going on here.
So the reason why we're taking it to the Constitutional Court is basically because we have to. The High Court agreed with us in our application and declared that the Arto and the Arto Amendment Act, so there's an old one and a new one coming. It's the new one that everyone was sort of chewing their fingernails because that's the one that was going to go nationwide. The old one is basically just in Pretoria and Johannesburg. And the High Court agreed with us and said that the whole legislation, not part of it, everything is unconstitutional because it's based on something that is unconstitutional. So then we are sort of forced, because that's what the law requires, is to take it to the Concord so that they can give their stamp of approval. I mean, we are quite confident that we'll get that stamp of approval, but it is for the Constitutional Court just to say if we agree or, in the unlikely event, to disagree.
Is there no way that the department can sit down with you or with whomever the stakeholders are and try and work this out? Because clearly the High Court has agreed. It's almost like you're forced to go to the Constitutional Court to determine what is something that you know is going to be the outcome anyway. It does seem like an incredible waste of time, doesn't it?
It is. It is actually a great, but you must now remember we have the other parties. In other words, the minister or the RTIA has both filed notices of appeal, so they're appealing. We are thankful for the fact that everything is going to be heard in the Concord. So it's not as if it's this, you know, total waste of time, first going to the Supreme Court of Appeal and then come to the Concord, so everything can be heard in court. To answer your question, I mean, we started on this journey way back when you know, the new amendment act was out for comment. We commented, we actually you know, got in our cars, went to the different provinces. There was also Alpha Comment, and we sort of said, this is not going to work. We even had a workshop where we invited stakeholders to say, you know what, what is at the end of the day, everybody will agree that we want road safety. We want to stop the carnage on our road. We want to make it safer for us and for our children to be on the road. I think we can all agree that that is sort of the objective.
Well, that's exactly talking about those things that are universal. Absolutely. No matter which side of this you stand on, we all want the same thing.
Yeah. But they, you know, RTIA pulled out from that sort of meeting before we had it. So although I'm still saying if the department, if the minister, if RTIA and RTMC is willing to sit around the table, let's discuss, because I think we need more resources, more visible policing in order to get our roads back to a point where we can be safe. But unfortunately, this is now escalating, because I think road safety is, although it is about enforcement, law enforcement, it is also about maintaining our roads, because I think potholes is becoming a disaster. I mean, there are communities that sit with roads that is horrible to travel on. So it is a combination. And that is why, part of why RT is also unconstitutional, and what the High Court agreed with us, it's the separation of powers and the fact that national can't tell local government what to do, and that a local government and a provincial government should be able to regulate their traffic and traffic laws the way they want to, and not be sort of subservient to a national government, who takes an enormous amount of money. RTIA takes 50% of a fine in terms of RTIA.
Wow. That's absolutely incredible. So when is this going to take place? When do you think it'll come before the Constitutional Court?
Well, we hope as soon as possible, because we've asked the RTIA, for example, you know, don't spend more resources, because there's a lot of things. I mean, I don't know if everybody can remember, but the minister has, you know, sort of moved the goalposts. And I think the last goalpost was in July 2022. They were supposed to roll out the demerit point. Now, that can't be rolled out unless the president sort of publish a date when the act will come into play. But there's so many other things that needs to be established. The appeals tribunal needs to be established. So what we said is, please don't spend an enormous amount of money. Let's wait to see what the Constitutional Court says. Unfortunately, I think they did go ahead with sort of a campaign to try and convince people about art and hard work. But hopefully they will not go all the way, because then one has to consider putting a stop to that, because that's really a waste of money. So to answer your question, we hope as soon as possible. The Constitutional Court is in recess, and I think they are appointing judges and there's other processes. But I believe, and I really hope, that because of the seriousness of this matter, and also for government, because they need to know, you know, what to do and so forth, that this will happen as soon as possible, hopefully next term.
And we're going to certainly keep a very close eye on this story. Advocate Stephanie Fekishi is the Executive Director of the Accountability Division at the Organization for Undoing Tax Abuse, after talking to us this morning, very, very bright and early on a public holiday. Stephanie, have a wonderful weekend, and I do hope that you get to spend it with family and that you can kick back, relax, and enjoy this very, very special time.